From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The chair of the California Legislature's Women's Caucus and an original signer of the We Said Enough letter that sparked the Me Too movement at the state capitol is now the subject of a sexual harassment investigation herself. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
A former legislative staffer has said an inebriated Los Angeles County Democratic Assemblywoman Christina Garcia cornered and groped him in 2014 after the annual legislative softball game. Politico reports the former staffer told colleagues at the time but did not report the incident, which occurred years before the Me Too movement. Last month, he told his former boss, Democratic Assemblyman Ian Calderon, who reported the incident to the Assembly Rules Committee, which in turn has hired an outside law firm to investigate. In a statement, Garcia said she will participate fully in any investigation. She says she has, quote, zero recollection of engaging in inappropriate behavior, and such behavior is inconsistent with my values. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The former staffer who filed the complaint has connections to current and former lawmakers who Garcia has criticized. You can read more about that story by following the link at krcb.org/news. Well, a state lawmaker wants to ban organized youth tackle football like Pop Warner. Democratic Assemblyman Kevin McCarthy is co-sponsor of the Safe Youth Football Act, which would require kids to be in high school before they play.
Research has been showing that, you know, for young kids, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, the brain's not fully developed, and, you know, repetitive hits and tackle football just isn't safe.
McCarthy knows he'll get a lot of questions about why other sports like soccer and rugby aren't included in the ban. He says they have to start somewhere, and research shows youth tackle football is the activity that creates the most risk. The bill's first hearing will be in the spring. If enacted, California would be the first state in the country to set a minimum age requirement for organized youth tackle football. McCarthy says similar legislation has been proposed in New York, Illinois, and Maryland. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.